Public Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Incendiary Radio on RBN. Let's see here. If anybody's got anything heavy to call in with, 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. If not, I got enough material to blast through the program and then some. So if you got something heavy to lay on us, go ahead and call in. If not, let me continue. MikeKingTomatoBubble.com. It was less than 1 month ago that a tweet by pro-Trump actress Roseanne Barr sent the Piranha Press into a feeding frenzy in which they bashed her for promoting a bizarre conspiracy theory. All she wrote was, "President Trump has freed so many children held in bondage to pimps all over this world, hundreds each month. He has broken up trafficking rings in high places everywhere." Now that happens to be absolutely true and easily verifiable statement, by the way, and even more big busts have been made since Barr tweeted out that conspiracy theory in which the journalistic jackals linked to QAnon, the storm, even though Barr never even mentioned QAnon, from Newsweek, March 31st. The tweet seems to allude to a conspiracy theory known as the storm, which emerged after Trump quipped at a photo op last October about it being the calm before the storm. Those who believe in the theory allege that cabals of high-ranking Democrats run child sex rings attended by celebrities, which Trump is breaking up. Well, Backpage got shut down. That's kind of freaky. QAnon refers, and I added that, QAnon refers to a user of internet messaging board 4chan who claims to be a White House official with secret knowledge of the investigation into the sex trafficking ring. We thinks that the powers that be doth protest a bit too much about QAnon and its prophetic forecasts about the rolling up of sex trafficking ring. 1 week after Barr's controversial tweet, Backpage.com, a site often used by sex traffickers, was shut down by the feds, Trump's feds. The following week, Canadian Peter Dalglish, the founder of the Street Kids International, a very well-connected United Nations advisor and friend, political supporter of Canadian PM Justine Trudeau, was arrested for child rape in Nepal. A few days later, Germany busted a Thai sex trafficking ring described as the biggest bust ever. This bit of recent history sets the foundation for a fuller appreciation of this article, which the Slams presents as an unrelated event about a federal arrest of a Hollywood actress for recruiting girls into a sex cult. And we all know about that young lady from Smallville, Allison Mack. Really weird story about her. They brand these girls with a symbol. And it's interesting. Let's see here. Let me get through this. Let's find this part here. At 2030, Q drops a bombshell about Miss Mack. Mack is naming names, big names in Hollywood, government, local, federal. And so there's all this stuff going on. Marina Abramovich, remember the spirit cooking stuff? And this goes with the Podestas, Jay-Z and Beyonce, Lady Gaga, that go to her little stuff. So keep your eyes open. I mean, I don't know where this is going to go. Hopefully a bunch of these creeps do get busted, but we're dealing with some heavy, heavy people here that, I mean, these people are embedded, but I mean, I want to remain I want to have a little bit of hope that says, hey, some of these people can get rounded up and can get their just rewards here on Earth instead of just dying in old age. Let's take Jim in Missouri. Go ahead and bring Jim up. How are we doing, Jim?
I'm doing all right. How about you, Robert?
Oh, I'm trying to get through it. What's up?
Well, I contacted the board op because I didn't have your email. I sent this information out to Stat Miller and Herzog and Rivero and La Cabrera and Elkins. Anyway, I got this from American Intelligence Media today. And I just kind of caught it by chance. But I watched the video, and it was really intense. This is a second lieutenant from the Army, or at least that's what he's claiming to be.
Yeah.
That has given this information to Congress, and he tried to get it to Trump. Basically about three quarters of this video is his memo to the president, and it's basically legal notice, and it was really incredible.
What's the title to the video?
It's called, Memo to President. Shell game. Terrorist financing and Michael Cohen investigation.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
It's on YouTube right now. It's 50 minutes long, but about two thirds of the video is his memo. And he's just reading it, and it is legal notice.
And that's on the AIM's YouTube channel.
I don't know if it's on their YouTube channel, but it's on YouTube right now.
Okay.
But he just posted this 2 days ago.
Okay.
And he claims that this was formally sent to the White House on December 19th, 2017, and I'm telling you, it's he's breaking down the laws that were broken, what the penalties are, who the names are that are involved. It's intense, and I recommend everybody go look at it, because the gentleman, his name is Scott Bennett. He was a second lieutenant.
Okay,
in the
Army. Scott Bennett. Scott Bennett's a regular on Susan Lindauer's covert report. I hear him quite a bit.
Well, he came out, and this is his insurance policy. He said,
right,
if anything happens to me, here's the information. And it's pretty damning. But I just wanted to get that over to you.
All right. Excellent. Thanks. Appreciate you calling in.
All right,
man. Let's take Dave in Nevada. How we doing, Dave?
Hey, Robert.
Hey.
I just wanted to kind of comment a little bit what you were saying about the Crown.
Yeah.
And the Catholic Church a little bit. So the crown is essentially the representative of the Church of England, which broke away from the Catholic Church.
Yeah, but so, if you dig into the underbelly of this thing, I mean, the Catholic Church has got 1,000 years on England. They built London. The Jesuits have have been back and forth penetrating England. I mean, you get into the underbelly of history with the fighting back and forth. I personally think that the British crown now is back under basically crypto control of the Rothschilds and the Vatican.
Yeah, well, it depends on, it just depends on what you mean by Vatican, because if you think that the Vatican is the same thing, is the equivalent of the Catholic Church, then...
Well, yeah, that's two different things. The real Catholic Church it's in eclipse right now, as some of the seers said it would be here at this kind of end time. You've got this Vatican II overshadowing of, you know what I'm saying, like Our Lady of La Salette said, the church will be an eclipse. It'll become the seat of the Antichrist.
Right. So yeah. Anyway, I'm not sure, but the Catholic Church by definition cannot be in alignment with the Church of England, is what I'm saying.
Not on the surface.
No, not what I'm saying is that it can't be in alignment with it at all, like fundamentally, because the teachings are completely opposite.
Yeah, well, that never stopped the Jesuits before. They hang out with Buddhists, they hang out with pagans and all kinds of weirdos. They don't care about religion. They're about power.
Well, then they're not even Catholic. If that's
well, of
that's,
course. Right. That's the point.
No, but what I'm saying is that if those...
I think we're arguing over semantics here, and I don't think it's necessary.
Well, I don't think it's semantics. I'm just saying that if any group within the Catholic Church is violating its own laws, then it's not Catholic. It doesn't even matter if it's Jesuit or not. They can be Dominicans.
Well, right, but most of the people are completely unaware of even the level of where we're even conversing. And so we're talking, I mean, most Catholics right now still think the Vatican II Church is the church.
Well, most people think that Bergoglio is an actual Jesuit, but he's not.
Well, I mean,
because in order to be a Jesuit, you have to be an actual Catholic. This is the whole argument
unless the Jesuits is basically a Spanish crypto-Judaic plot going back hundreds of years. I mean, you could argue that as well. You can look at Opus Dei, Monsignor Escriva, and the whole Talmudic rabbis thing that was around with him. Spain has this thing with what they call conversos that they've been the church has been dealing with for hundreds of years, and so
it's good. And my argument is that it's good to deal with, because the reason why I'm saying that it's good to deal with it is because the Catholic Church traditionally accepted the fact that it was going to be very difficult to convert the Jews, but it was their responsibility to do so, and they took that on. And they knew that it was not going to be perfect, because the problem here is that when you accept the fact that it's your, let's say you're a Christian, any group, and you say, well, we don't like the Jews and we don't think that they are acceptable, that they can't be converted, you're making a false argument. Because you're saying that it's impossible. The Catholic Church's stance has always been that it's not impossible. It's just extremely difficult, and we're willing to accept the responsibility that it's going to be very, very problematic at the very end.
Yeah, that's where you had the infiltration element and the people with mercenary type designs by doing fake conversions to come in and, you know, reading the protocols where they talked about basically getting their own pope on the throne and everything else. So,
but what I'm trying to say is that I'm making a very general argument that if you say that the Jews are this and that, then you're basically saying that either you have to kick them out, or you say, well, you accept the challenge, saying that it's going to be very difficult, and that there's going to be problems.
Well, no, I never make that. I never make that argument about Jews, because there's so many of them have been the best whistleblowers on Jewish kind of supremacist designs that were in the works. And so
exactly. And so if you accept that responsibility, you're going to also accept the consequences that you're also going to accept the consequences that there's going to be some very bad results.
Well, yeah, it happens. And I mean, I get trolled by all these some of the identity people that say basically every Jew on the planet has the DNA profile of Satan, and so then they're, you know what I'm saying? You can be all over with this theology stuff, but I got to run, Dave. I got a bunch of calls piling up. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
All right, later. Let's take Jeff in Idaho. How we doing, Jeff?
Hey, Robert. I've kind of listened back and forth. Dope Incorporated, Britain's opium war against the world, is like one of the things you want to look at for. I think I heard a clip at a distance that you played something about that. And Right. Yeah, the caller that called in. Susan Lindauer basically is off the air now because they basically attacked her to take her house away. Most people don't realize, but she was one of the people that basically tried to stop the war and. Against right. Saddam Hussein, you know, who was a CIA asset,
yeah.
And she basically she was the first Caucasian to be put under the Patriot Act, and you know, she did a lot of time on it, and so all these guys basically are interconnected. All the dark money is basically being was identified by that Brad Birkenfeld guy, Scott Bennett, and mm-hmm. was made public in 2013. So this is when they they did the if you look at Tlaib, the guy that wrote The Black Swan, there's 13 million displanted Syrian Christians right now. So the Greater Israel Project is basically to destroy the Christians in Syria right now. And you basically ask about, you know, the people dropping like flies. Well, the best thing to try and find on the internet is a 92-page PDF from 2012, and it's by Harold Klotz-Vila. It's called The Chemistry and Contrails: Assessing the Impact of Aerosols from Jet Fuel Impurities, Additives, and Classified Military Operations on Nature. And this was the Open Mind Conference in Oslo, 2012. But I did when I called in on the August 7th, 2016 show, I identified to Dr. Parker that what they're doing is Penn State came out with a thing called GNA. It's not DNA. It's not RNA, it's glycolic nucleic acid. It's half the weight of all the other acids that are used in the body. And what it does mm-hmm. is they took an industrial fungus, and what it does is, you know how like CRISPR and some of these things read a sequence out and then generate the chain? Well, mm-hmm. there's two industrial funguses that they've used for an insecticide by Monsanto, and what they do is this fungus basically looks at the voltage around the universe. And if it goes below this voltage, it starts to dissolve you. So this is how they're basically hurting people, is they're dropping the immune system, and the voltage gets low in the body, and they can't regenerate themselves. So this industrial fungus basically goes into the body, and it grabs hold of the DNA and then subtracts it and then rewrites it using its own code, right? Just like the movie Alien, you know, where it would absorb you and then basically come out with its own DNA, right? So Harold Klotz-Vila has shown that this industrial fungus has really a lot of issues associated with, lack of B vitamins. And one of the two family members in Canada, they were both a doctor and son team, they showed how this was weaponized borreliosis, you know, activity-wise, that, mm-hmm. you know, is in the air most of the time. So the thing you want to do is find that article. If you read Harold Klotz-Vila's book, he's showing how that they're replacing, there's two clocks that are important in the body, okay? There's the cesium clock, and what they're doing is they're putting barium next to that one, and then there's the other clock is being upset by strontium. So they're dropping barium and strontium and aluminum for the Alzheimer's to basically make the zinc and copper disappear, and these other elements come over, and this is what the misfolding proteins are about. The proteins, gravity-wise, the electrostatics in the brain, they're too heavy, and they fall over, right? And this is what when your brain moves, you know, it's basically a big hologram. And so when those proteins move, actually, the memory storage location that held the information falls over. And this is how you get these Parkinson's, you know, Alzheimer's-related diseases.
If you want to hold, Jeff.
Yeah.
If you want to hold, you can, Jeff.
Yeah, break. Okay, Robert. Yeah.
All right.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, we're back. We got Jeff in Idaho. Go ahead and finish up, Jeff.
Okay, Harold Klaus-Vila basically, for the past couple years, has mentioned that the control frequencies for what we're talking about are 5.65 gigahertz to 11.2 gigahertz. Now, when you look at the water resonance, it's basically 22 gigahertz, the liquid crystal of water, the fourth state of water. So when you look at the 5G, they're basically hitting those harmonics above that. So if you go to the third harmonic above those frequencies, 5.625 to 11.2 gigahertz, those are the ones that they're going to be targeting with 5G stuff. So that's the spread spectrum analysis that you kind of need to look at when they're trying to jam this thing through. So I just called in because I thought it was kind of funny that we've been talking about this stuff, this 5.65 to 11.2 over the past couple months, and then someone mysteriously leaks some of the control information.
Yeah.
You know, it's out there on the network, but the person who's really identified this stuff as Harold Klaus-Vila, and he basically has gotten the mathematical numbers from resonance. And so chemtrails stay up about 18 months based on their particle size. They float up in the air with the nanobacteria, you know, that come in from space and then are in the upper atmosphere clouds. So if you basically stop chemtrailing, you basically get these gigantic snow effects as they start to basically come out, you know. You have to continually keep pumping that stuff up there. So these massive, like, snowstorms that you're seeing, they might be some chemtrailing coming out of the sky that are these like 50-pound hail or snowballs.
Mm.
Not just one of them, like coming out of an airplane, but I'm talking about like acres and acres and, you know, like let's say square miles. Okay, so those are indicative that that the chemtrailing basically has not been electrostatically lifted by the HAARP antennas, and it's naturally falling by gravity electrostatically. So that was the only thing I really wanted to comment. Robert, try green tea. You know, make a lot of green tea every day. Suck on the tea bags. And there's a lot of people that have basically gargled with, like, wine to basically pull this GNA through the tongue. And they're essentially electrostatic little silicon fibers. Okay? And what they do is they essentially, the electromagnetic waves come in, and what they do is they basically act like a hexagonal antenna. The antenna basically then modulates a low-frequency sound that resonates mechanically with the DNA, and this is how they're projecting these images and thoughts. It's using this this DNA to GNA mechanism that Harold Klaus-Vila has kind of identified in the past 10 or 11 years, and that was developed at Penn State ARL or the area around that in 2005. So those are the guys you go after for the genocide stuff.
All right, Jeff. Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah. See ya. Bye.
All right, dude. See ya. Ken, get clip 13 queued up. I found this one. This was floating around. This is a doctor with this lady named Rachel Reinstra. Okay, she's a YouTuber. Richie from Boston posted this one. This is allegedly a doctor talking about chemtrail long, etc., etc. Let's do this one real quick before the break.
Enjoy the truth. For once.
Okay. I'm here with the doctor because I'm still sick, and I just wanted him to reiterate what he just said.
Okay. Hello, whoever you all are.
Get closer. Yes.
So there is an emerging problem that we're having in society all over the world, actually, and it's called chemtrail lung. There are more and more respiratory conditions that are showing up because of the toxic chemicals, heavy metals, gases, virus particles, and other things that are being sprayed across the atmosphere, especially in this area, because Palmdale Airport is a source of a lot of top secret activity that takes place. And there's also a lot of still breathing of fracking gases from Porter Ranch and the other surrounding
areas. That's right, that big, yeah.
And also because of the topography of the way the Santa Ana winds blow in this area.
Right.
And on top of all of that, the smog. And on top of all of that, what we see, what we know about the amount of inhalation of mold and mildew in the walls of the buildings and things of this sort.
That's true.
So
a
the combination of all of these things, plus the overuse of antibiotics.
Overuse of antibiotics.
Plus being in the cold and the flu season in general.
And how do you feel about the flu shot? I mean, I did not get one, and I won't ever get one. I don't believe in them. I know some people do. How do you feel about the flu shot?
I don't recommend it in general.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few categories of people who are most appropriate for getting them, mm-hmm. but not even then, not every year, because so much of the time the true effectiveness and efficacy of flu shots is very, very low, and it's not necessarily that it's a benefit. It's a public health policy issue, but it is not necessarily a physiologic benefit to the patients.
Even though they want you to get one, and they say, "Oh, come on in to get your flu shot."
All right, you can stop.
They encourage
there.
It.
So a doctor allegedly talking about chemtrail lung, but you never know with these. Anybody could put on a lab coat and do a video, and And some people hype it up. This is the most important video that's on the internet right now. Well, you don't know. There's the Morgellons thing that Rents had been covering for everywhere. These fibers, and I mean, Dane Wigington with basically Omnicide, where basically it's almost a kill everything. Mechanisms where we're basically it's going to starve us out and kill us off, make us sick and everything else. You know, you got these population projections that we're all going to somehow a large swath of us on the United States are going to die very quickly. We got a couple callers left. We'll try to finish things up after the break. See you guys.
Well, You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Half hour of the program coming up. Got a couple more callers. Now, just to sum this up, and this was interesting, on the Mike King article about basically the Q stuff and saying that they got a bunch of dirt on Alifantis and Obama and all of them for being creeps and blah, blah, blah. Now, April 10th, Q drop, we have it all. These people are stupid. Fireworks. And then we've heard this story that the military recruited Trump and Admiral Rogers, The NSA stands very close to Trump. Now, listen to this part. I found this interesting. I never thought of it this way because we saw the alternative media, since I can remember, always kind of lionize Eisenhower for his warning about the danger of the military-industrial complex. But listen to Mike King's twist on it. When globalist monster Dwight Eisenhower, the terrible Swedish Jew, by the way, in his whatever West Point yearbook or whatever, who murdered General George Patton and hated General Douglas MacArthur, warned America about the danger of the military-industrial complex, was he actually expressing the New World Order's concern that the mighty military and its all-knowing intelligence agencies might rise up one day and say, that's enough? Could we be witnessing such a history-altering development? And look, I'm not saying I believe that, but that's an interesting flip on Eisenhower's warning about the rise of the military-industrial complex. And I thought it was worth mentioning. Let's take Howard in Pennsylvania. Come on up, Howard.
Hey, Robert.
Hey.
I just wanted to mention about the you're talking about Pittsburgh, and I don't know anything about the Mueller thing, but about a month ago, I'm at the bus stop, and, you know, there's a kind of glass enclosure thing there, that little shelter.
Yeah.
And there's this there's a little flyer up there. It's like, do you want to fight gentrification? You know, like, join the revolution, this kind of thing. Yeah. Like a little handmade flyer. And it's got the little cross and the sickle and hammer in the corner. Okay?
We got that going on here, too.
Really? Well, I took it down. I was just pissed off. I actually called them, and I kind of, you know, I'd left a message. It was something like, yeah, I don't know if you're real communist or what. But anyway, but then, like, the day, next day or 2 days later, there's a big spray-painted graffiti of the same thing, like, just adjacent from the thing. I mean, I should have, you know, if it was still up and I had to point out to a cop or something, you know what I mean? Like, hey, maybe there's a connection, right? I mean, it was basically on the same block. Of course, they painted over it really quickly. So that was just that. And there's, you know, I've known about various groups, and it's going on a lot. But if I can make two other points real quick,
go ahead.
For this opportunity. I'm personally not a big fan of the kosher food in all the stores. You know, I think, you know, my grandfather.
Well, you know, a lot of it's BS. They buy from the rabbis to get the K on there, just so it's like a shakedown.
Oh, really?
It's almost like Jesse Jackson and them shaking down Toyota back. That's what I'm serious. Wow. To get the kosher seal. Yeah, go ahead.
Wow, well, that makes sense, but I mean, I guess that's what people want. I just, you know, I just don't like the idea of, you know, is that what people have risked their lives for, to be subjugated to this domination?
Well, the Muslims are doing it now. The Muslims are doing it now with the halal certification. There's a little thing that they'll put on your food now where it's halal, you see? So the Muslims learned a little shakedown method from Jewry to hey, you want to sell them Pringles to our people, man, you got to pay the the imam to get your little halal certification. Right. It's the same thing.
Well, either way, I don't really like it. And I've actually, well, you know, I've mentioned things to some of these places, Whole Foods and stuff. I just, you know, I kind of non-jokingly say, like, can I just get a non-kosher section? Because I can't eat kosher. They look at me like I'm insane.
Well, to be like, you know what you just say? I don't like my animals being slit by the throats and bled out and tortured.
Yeah, and let's put upside down in that machine, which is kind of crazy. So I just think that's something that people, if they want it, you know, it could be something, a mild kind of lobbying, if you will, to
not like the modern corporate way of whacking animals is any better. But I mean, still, you know, it's like,
right.
It's like the halal and the kosher slaughter. It's really hard to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, it just seems unnecessary to have. I don't like the feeling of, and just think of how many of those symbols are there. You know, just that symbol being on thousands, you're surrounded by thousands of things that have that on it. I don't like it. So I just think if people don't like that, maybe they can find subtle ways of suggesting and they don't like it, you know. But just one more thing real quick, too, which is about chemtrails. And it's the one thing I realized, that all these flight patterns you're seeing, these planes, I mean, if you think, okay, I'm in Pittsburgh right now, if a plane is leaving from Buffalo and they're going to, say, I don't know, somewhere in Tennessee or something, like, maybe I would see that. I haven't looked at a map, But, like, there aren't that many flight paths, you know? Like, you know,
dude,
you're either going to New York or L.A.
Listen to this.
I haven't seen that pass over.
Dude, listen to this. I've seen it to where it's so blatant. I've seen an anarchy symbol in the freaking sky above me, like the big A. Don't give me.
What are the odds that this planes are actually going somewhere that is right over top of you? It doesn't.
I was like, what do we got? Some punk rock CIA Evergreen Air guys that are trolling me right now.
Yeah, it's insane. But I mean, most people don't want to hear. But I mean, it's ridiculous here. And yesterday, they must have dropped it about 6 a.m. because by 9 a.m. it's full cover. I mean, there aren't even stripes anymore. It's just,
dude, they're doing it at night now. So when you wake up, it's a cloudy day. Okay. So when it's like 2 a.m, go out there and look. And then if you look close, you'd be like, holy crap, they're chemtrailing the crap out of us at night now.
It's dumping on us.
Yeah, man.
And
listen to this. Before you hang up, but I said this last week. I'm like, wait a minute. All the world's whining about Assad allegedly hitting a village with chemical weapons, and you're hitting the whole damn planet, the whole country with them.
Yeah, that was a great show last week. By the way, I haven't really listened to that. Yeah, good show. Yeah, it's totally ludicrous. I mean, it's like post Orwellian. Like it's beyond.
Yeah,
it's just so absurd. I don't know, but hopefully there's light at the end of the tunnel, but all right, man. Well, good talking to you.
Yeah, you too, man.
Have a good night. All right, take care.
All right, Bill, hold on a second. I have to get this in before I take the call. We got 20 minutes, 19 till the end of the program. Ken, get clip 16, and this is totally changing gears, but this is Fujitsu, this Japanese company, the digital annealer. Okay, this is their little answer to quantum computing, this digital annealer unit, DAU. Let's listen to a little bit of this. Hit clip 16, Ken.
You see, ladies and gentlemen, what we propose is a pragmatic approach. We do what can be done today. It does exist. We need to do a bit more work on it, but it's certainly very close to commercial release. It's not quantum, but it is quantum-inspired. A very special architecture, a special implementation, solves combinatorial optimization problems, which turn out to be most of the problems of this world. It is very fast. It is very energy efficient, and I mean fast. 17,000 times on a practical problem. Let's do the math together. 17,000 times. If Moore's law is sustained, that's 14 chip generations. 14 chip generations. That's about 30 years of development time. So Fujitsu's digital annealer is a technology that beams us ahead by 14 chip generations and an entire human generation. It's really worth doing. It is a step towards...
All right, you can stop it there. You can stop it there because I want to have time to take Bill. But if you understand what he just said, 14 chip generations, that's generations of microchips. He's talking about an entire human generation, a skip forward in computing power. And so this is why we're in Creepville right now with the Terminator Matrix level... unfortunately, dystopic reality. 14 chip generations. This digital annealer. It's called the DAU by Fujitsu Japan. And this is a race. This is, you know, when you get into some of these researchers, man, this is like mind blowing. To skip ahead 14 chip generations, it's almost like you and I can't really grasp the computing power of this great leap forward. Not to steal Mao's say tongue's thunder, but this is going to put us in insanity levels of surveillance, gene editing, who knows what, folks. This is out there in left field. So I had to get that in. But let's take Bill in Wisconsin.
Good evening, Robert.
Hey.
First of all, I want to talk about the chemtrails.
Yeah.
All right. Last weekend here in north central Wisconsin, on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, we had temperatures around 25 degrees, and we had, depending on your location, between 20 and 30 inches of snow.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, this is April. Usually by April, we get 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 inches melts away right away. Okay? Today was the first day that we, meaning my wife and I, could sit out on the deck and get some sun. It was approximately 60 degrees. And as we were sitting out there, looking at the haze that was beginning to envelop the sky here, there were the jets laying out all of these chemtrails, okay? Now, this winter has been a son of a gun for everybody here. I believe that, you know, there is a fungus that they're putting out there. We had, for the first time in 15 years, a little bit of flu, but we were also coughing all the time, sinuses plugged up, just like you, Robert, okay? The only thing that helped us was chewing organic garlic bulbs. Smelled like hell, okay? But it did the job. It did right. the job. Okay, so that's that. Without a doubt, farmers here are a good month behind as far as getting the fields ready and being able to plant things. And then, of course, most of them are going to be putting in their GMO Monsanto crops. Mm. So I just assumed they didn't put them in, but there you are. Okay, we are under a definite attack to destroy human life, without a doubt. Yeah. I'm sure I serve. I raise hell on the local board of health, public health, without a doubt. Okay, they may not know what they're doing because of compartmentalizing everything, but yeah. they are killing all the kids, okay, ruining their health, leading them into, you know, stupidity. All of this health yeah. problems and everything else.
Autism. Dumbing yeah. down as well.
The yeah. whole thing, okay? Yeah. And there's a doctor on there, a so-called doctor. He's a medical whore, okay? And I fight with him every time we meet once a month. Now, that's the first issue. Second issue that I'd like to bring up here is in support of what Dave in Nevada was saying about the Jesuits. I don't buy the idea that Ignatius Loyola was a Judaic infiltrator in the church. I believe, all right, if he was...
Hey, are you aware that the second and third Jesuit generals were crypto-Jewish?
Linez
and these guys. There's researchers that maintain this.
Well,
I mean, Loyola could have been in the up and up, but as you know, when a lot of things goes.
Okay, yeah. Without a doubt, as I pointed out, every pope, at least since Roncalli, okay, has not been Catholic. Therefore, the see is vacant. What they are promoting is false doctrine. Okay, they're not popes. Now, I'd like to refer you to two papal bulls, one by Pope Pius II in 1459 and one by Pope Paul IV in 1559. Now, the first bull was called Excrabulus, and it says that it is forbidden for anyone at all to appeal to any future council against the infallibly declared and defined judgments of the Pope. Anyone doing so would incur excommunication from which he cannot be absolved except by the Roman Pontiff, and at the point of death. To appeal to any council against the Pope is called the heresy of conciliarism. All right? So therefore, Vatican II was false. The second bull...
Okay, well, hold on a second. Hold on a second. I only got a few minutes left, Bill, so let me say this. Pope Clement XIV, Dominic Aquedemptor Noster, where he banished the Jesuits forever. And then another pope comes behind him and reconstitutes him. You know, we could argue about this all night. I don't have the time.
Let me just read a little footnote. Okay, so, you know, the church had taken the position, it's the one true church. All right. For their uncompromising stand on the orthodoxy of the primacy of the Catholic faith as being the only true revealed religion of God, the Jesuits and some other orders, including the Redemptorists, were driven out of many Masonically controlled states, such as Bismarck's Germany, Switzerland, and France. The church was then subjected to heavy government persecution in these states, which persecutions included closures of the monasteries, secular supervision of seminaries, and the compulsion of civil marriage for Catholic citizens of those countries. So when we read about all of these governments throwing out the Jesuits, you know, that would be...
I'm not talking about governments doing it, Bill. I'm talking about a pope doing it, Clement XIV, because they were doing so much.
I'll look it up.
Yeah.
But you look up the other...
But he was killed within a year. They poisoned him within a year.
Oh, jeez. Come on, Robert.
All right, Bill. That'll be the last word. Thanks for the call. No, I was raised in the Catholic Church, but I study history, and maybe you guys need to as well. Thanks for the call, Bill. Pope Clement XIV basically suppressed the Jesuits because of all their skullduggery revolutions and everything that they're known for. And then they killed him within a year, and he knew they killed him. You got to dig into it. I got a few minutes left here. Where should we go? Let's go to clip two.
A lot of alternative medical doctors that have died and strange occurrences, but now we have a situation that just doesn't feel right. In Washington, D.C., a mother of three, a GMO mosquito activist against it. She was anti-GMO mosquitoes. Her name was Myla Demir, age 45, a Florida Keys realtor who owned her own real estate company. She was a Florida Keys activist known for fighting off the release of these genetically modified mosquitoes near her home. She died yesterday morning. She was found dead in a swimming pool in Washington, D.C., where she was there to fight against these GMO mosquitoes. Matter of fact, Myla Demir, age 45, was found face down in a swimming pool at the hotel in Washington, D.C. Convention Center at 9:35 a.m. yesterday morning, according to WJLA. The Washington, D.C. Fire Department says the drowning happened at the Cambria Hotel and Suites.
All right, you can stop it there.
Washington, D.C.
Another type of natural kind of anti tinkering with genetic structure, plants, animals, whatever. Another one bites the dust. I mean, DC, I'll tell you, within the environment that, you know, the more you learn about DC and the more like of an activist, I guess, if you are, you're going right into the belly of the beast. And I'm not saying anything nefarious happened to this person. I can't make that allegation. But, I mean, I don't even know what the count is up to right now as far as people that died under strange circumstances, the homeopathic doctors, you know, people involved with pushing back against the basically the disruption and destruction of natural organic, you know, life on the planet. It's a dangerous place to be. That remember that whole thing with the Naga lace and kept finding the link with cancer, and gee whiz, that seemed like it was eons ago that I was covering all that. And you know, let's talk about Coachella real quick while I got a couple minutes. Coachella is in Palm Springs out in the desert. Beyonce, everybody went gaga over a performance. The best concert ever in the history of the world. And she's wearing a t-shirt with a Black Panther symbol on it and a Black Power fist. Most of the dumb white people dancing around didn't realize that, I'm sure. Justin Bieber does some kind of impromptu Christian performance with a guitar. Bieber's off there. He's under the sway of some kind of Christian pastor that people have weird feelings about. Burning Man is out there in the Nevada desert. Coachella out there in the Palm Springs desert. I was watching these Christian guys go back and forth about Burning Man and the stuff going on out there these days where they build a temple and then they end up destroying it and all this. Well, they were reporting on people, like normal people, like school teachers and so forth, coming back in a strange state of mind, almost, and they were reporting that it was similar to schizophrenia / demon activity within this person, scribbling graffiti on the sidewalk and walls in a script that this person never knew. And it goes into what the Bible talks about, where Jesus is talking about these evil spirits, and when he casts them out, they go to the place, the dry places. That's out in the desert. And so they have these big festivals out in the desert where these people do these mind, quote-unquote, expanding drugs, MDMA, LSD, whatever else the hell they got on the market now. But basically they're out there and they're being sucked into a part of a ritual. And some of these people, I guess, are opening themselves up to this onslaught of evil spirit activity that we're seeing exponentially increase across the globe. And, you know, Dave and I and Bill and I, we were talking about this stuff, and it's like I'm not coming from an anti-Catholic position, but I'm coming from an anti corruption within Catholicism position. People get real butthurt about that, and it's not about that. It's about willing to clean up your own backyard, and so few of us are unwilling to do that, and that's why I do what I do. This is Avicii, the 28-year-old that just died in Oman over the weekend, right around the Queen's birthday. This is a song called Levels. And there is elevator stuff in this video, and it him and Prince, the elevator and all this stuff. You look at the parallels. I figured I would play this towards the end of the program. Avicii, Levels, the death in the same proximity as Prince a year later, the Queen's birthday. I'll leave you with it. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks, everybody, for calling. See you next week. Incendiary Radio, support RBN, folks.